This is JIS News coming up. Jamaica records 1.6% growth. Divestment of NMIA on track and Jamaicans urged to participate in Labour Ministry's panel discussions on flexi-work arrangements. Details after the break.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Now the news. Jamaica recorded an estimated growth of 1.6% between January and March relative to the corresponding period in 2013. This is the country's third consecutive quarter of growth. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says the performance reflects continued development in most industries. Agriculture, forestry and fisheries registered the largest increase of 18%, followed by mining and quarrying, up by 8%, and construction up by 0.5%. The goods produced industry grew by 5.6%, while the services sector increased by 0.3%.
The outturn for January to March 2014 largely reflected the impact of increased external demand for some Jamaican goods and services, improved weather conditions relative to the corresponding quarter of 2013, initiatives aimed at improving productivity and output in agriculture, and increased business and consumer confidence relative to the first quarter of 2013.
Mr. Bullock was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing Thursday. The deadline for the submission of bids for the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal, the KCT, has been extended to July 3. The original date for the submission of bids was May 22. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the extension was granted following a request for more time by one of the shortlisted entities bidding for the project.
We expect by August to September, the provisional preferred bidder should be selected, followed by contract award and signing
in another 2 to 3 months.
Whilst the administration is committed to the privatization process, we are not going to be offloading an asset such as the KCT simply to satisfy any demand. There will be no fire sale.
The government began the process to privatize the KCT in the latter part of the 2012-2013 financial year with the engagement of the enterprise team to oversee the process. Five bidders expressed an interest in the privatization of the KCT, of which three were pre-qualified and recommended to proceed to the next stage. If all goes according to plan, the Norman Manley International Airport, the NMIA in Kingston, will be in private management by mid-2015. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the privatization of the airport is being spearheaded by the Development Bank of Jamaica as the secretariat and the International Finance Corporation as financial advisors.
The privatization of this airport remains a priority. An important reason is that there is need for capital works in the physical plant as well as to put NMIA in a position to meet requirements of its license.
Dr. Davies adds that the property of the NMIA will continue to be owned by the government of Jamaica and dredging will be part of the negotiations. And Jamaicans are being urged to participate in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security organized panel discussion on flexi-work arrangements. The discussion will be held at Emancipation Park Wednesday, May 21, as part of activities for Workers' Week. Head of the Hugh Lawson Share Trade Union Education Institute and trade unionist Danny Roberts says the event will be of great importance as the nation prepares itself to deal with worldwide economic challenges.
That is going to look at the issue of flexi-time arrangement and to have a panel discussion around its significance and meaning and impact to you as an individual and to the country in general.
Mr. Roberts was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. The panel discussion will start at 6 p.m. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.